Every year, between 300 and 500 million people suffer from malaria, and more than 1 million die, mostly children, under the age of 5. An article out today in Science magazine details a significant advance in understanding malaria. Scientists have identified 4 key proteins in the mosquito immune system that allow the malaria parasite to survive and develop in the mosquito's gut. These proteins are what enable the carrier mosquito to transmit the disease over time to humans when it feeds off blood. Joining us to explain how this discovery might help block the transmission of malaria is Professor Diane Wirth. She's the director of the Malaria Initiative in the Department of Immunology and Infectious Disease at Harvard School of Public Health. Doctor, can we begin with a basic explanation of the key findings of the study?
Well, this study makes use of new discoveries that have been made using modern biotechnology to understand the genome of the mosquito, the anopheline mosquito, that transmits malaria. And what this group has discovered is that the mosquito has specific genes that regulate the parasite's growth within the mosquito. And that is very important because it now gives us a way to think about designing specific interventions. We like to think of these as smart insecticides, which could specifically prevent the parasite from growing within the mosquito.
And how would you do that? How would you prevent the parasite from growing?
Well, this group has identified the key molecules encoded by these genes within the mosquito. And so knowing those molecules, their sequences, knowing what they're made of, one can begin to think about using chemicals to interfere with the action of those molecules within the mosquito. So you may actually be able to develop a smart insecticide which could prevent the parasite from growing within the mosquito.
Now, from what I understand, some mosquitoes carry the disease, some don't. So were you able to discover something within the immune system in that second category of mosquitoes that indicates that the insect itself can defend itself against malaria? And is that the key to now helping to protect the human population?
Exactly. That is one of the keys. In fact, this group has discovered genes which both inhibit the parasite from being able to grow in the mosquito and also promote the parasite growing in the mosquito. So one thought is that, in fact, if you can make mosquitoes resistant or unable to grow the parasite, this might be a very effective way in the future of controlling malaria transmission.
As we noted, malaria is a very big problem, particularly in underdeveloped countries. What might this mean?
Well, I think if we could block or reduce the transmission of the disease, we could go a long way toward preventing the severe outcomes of the disease, including death. This alone may not lead to eradication of the disease in humans, but could be very useful in the control of the disease. So I'm always cautious in predicting when we will have significant impact on this disease, but I think this new knowledge makes me very hopeful that we'll have some very exciting developments which will help reduce the burden of this disease worldwide in the next decade.
Doctor, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Diane Wirth is the director of the Malaria Initiative in the Department of Immunology and Infectious Disease at the Harvard School of Public Health.